Now, on the wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Double tree. Double tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along, you say he was doing what?
Hauling.
I'm just because you near the road.
Oh, yeah.
You know, suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and
pulled the log out.
Out of the way, okay.
Out of the way.
Okay. So using the same word then, we have something, quite a few stumps out of there with mules and chains. We have... What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
Of course, y'all wouldn't know anything about that.
And Dempsey,
and Dempsey said she used a horse and plow this year and got some soft land out there. Or Ralph told me. Instead of using the tractor, we packed it all down.
That's
something I never thought of.
Much better with the moon than
If you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Harrow.
What different kinds of harrows do you have?
Well, a harrow is all I know.
What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
Horses.
What do you call the A-shaped frames you use to lay the boards across to make a table for a church supper? It says A-frame from an X-frame. I'll give up on that one too. You straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
Where do you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
A plank laid over a trestle for children to play on is called
seesaw.
I'm gonna say I gotta get Aunt Carrie to say it loud enough so it'll go in. I want you to answer. I'm just saying that she repeated. Let me see. What do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children use to jump up and down on?
A springboard.
Springboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever hear it called a joggling board? There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or stump. Children get on each end and spin around on it. What do you call that?
Flying Jenny. I wrote a new one.
Yeah, you know, I thought there were new inventions when metal came out. When you tied a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat in it so the children can go back and forth, you're making a...
swing.
What do you carry coal in?
A scuttle.
You know, they still have this on some of these tests for little children, a coal scuttle, and nobody has seen a coal scuttle as a child.
I've had a pretty one actually.
But I think that's something that they show this to children, to test children's intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
What runs from the stove to the chimney?
Pipe. Stove pipe.
A small vehicle to carry bricks or other heavy things with a little wheel in front and two handles to push it by.
Wheelbarrow.